Today we have a very special podcast for you. It's all about celebrating minds of all kinds. Today I am with two students from year three, and they had a very special celebration assembly this morning, and they will be explaining to you what they have been up to over the past several months with Mr. Khan and what they did this morning. So welcome Iman and welcome Sammy. What have you been doing with Mr. Khan over the last several months? Because I've noticed that you do leave the class and you come back super excited about all the different things that you've been doing. So who would like to speak?
Because I get so excited because Mr. Khan and Mrs. Hader chose us, and we can be
a very special part of the school, and we can basically make the school a very clean and a better place. And you know the lollipop sticks, we put them in the pots, and there's one blue version, one yellow version, and one green and red. Red is you're very angry. Green is you're just feeling okay. And yellow's excited, worried, and that stuff. And
blue is
sad and tired.
Or bored.
So what was the aim with going out with Mr. Khan? What was the group trying to achieve?
We were trying to achieve to make the school a better place, to make it cleaner, to make it more kinder, happier. And
what kind of things did you agree on as a group that you're going to make the school kinder, a better place?
So everyone needs to be respectful and be kind to others. If you don't do that, then there will be incidents. And what happened is the teacher are going to tell it off, and that's not good. You want to be a good guy, and you have to be very good, and you have to be kind to others.
And you have to treat people like you want to treat other people. And we've been having a goal about how to make a school better, and as I told you. And we did an assembly today about all the things with Mr. Khan and Mr. Hader and Mrs. Hader, and then we got the certificate, and it's about, and then we joined this Redbridge Educational Wellbeing Team, proudly present. So
I can see here you have a certificate. So it says, as you said, certificate of achievement from the Redbridge Educational Wellbeing Team, and they have proudly presented it to yourself and Sammy.
Yeah.
But not just you two. There's other children in the school, right? So
yeah.
There's children from year six,
year
five,
year four, year three. Yeah, that's all.
So the group was quite big.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Just
and
some
it
sa- children.
And it says here, for your participation in children's research group, and you have helped to make a positive difference in your school. Excellent. Is there anything from this task that you did that you're going to now take forward going into year four, year five?
Being very good and being kind to teachers.
Focus.
Especially every teacher, even year seven, year eight.
And why is it important to listen to teachers? Why is it important to understand that when a teacher asks you to do something, it's the right thing? Why is that important? What message would you pass on to students around the school who are listening to this podcast?
So you have to be respectful to teachers, and you can be kind to them, and they will be respectful back to you, and it's very good, and you can be very kind to others, your mom and dad and your uncle, your auntie, everyone.
So you were learning that it's not just about being kind to the teachers and your friends, it's also about the people at home, the people outside of school, when you go shopping, when you're walking on the streets and things like this, right?
Today we were celebrating Minds of All Kinds, and we've been doing this in Geary's Primary School. We've been trying to make the school a happy place, make the children focusing, and also Mr. Khan and Mrs. Hader, they gave us a little book, a mini book, as to write all the things, like a booklet to write all the things that we like we how we can make a the school a better place and the environment. Mostly you should make the environment a very clean place, because if we make it all dirty, then it will be very smelly.
And it wouldn't be a very nice place to come and, you know, learn and so on. Imagine your playground was full of rubbish and bottles and paper.
It wouldn't look nice,
but also it wouldn't be a nice place to play, right? Because our playground, actually, we've got lots of new climbing equipment.
You have to take turns. If you don't, then the climate will be ruined and nobody had to play, and now it's going to be refixed and that's not good.
Okay,
and
brilliant.
Mrs. Diaz and Mr. Lee, they got the idea of making like more like equipments or playing things, and that's very nice and kind of them. They're thinking of others, and they're treated also nicely. Everyone is treated nicely. If you wanted to be treated very nicely, then you have to treat others the same way you want to be treated.
Excellent. So this project you've been doing sounds brilliant, and I'm sure that we're going to see a lot of improvement in the school, and hopefully a lot of change in how children's behavior and how we sort of move forward as a school. Thank you so much to Sammy and Iman. And we'll see.
Very hard.
Brilliant.
Very hard.
And we'll see everyone in our next podcast.